mentioned before that when you want to convert, have an object which is converted from one type to another, you can use something that's called casting, which is you put the name of a type in parentheses in front of a reference to the object, and it will be converted to something of that type. And this kind of casting is available for classes as well. People always say that there are two forms of casting, but actually one of them is automatic, and that's widening, where you use an object of a subclass as an instance of the parent class, and that's just automatic. That always works, because if you're expecting to have an object of the parent class, that means that you're expecting to have the set of methods and instance variables that the parent class has, and the subclass has those by definition of being a subclass. So it's always okay to use an instance of the subclass where it says you're supposed to give an object to the parent class. So suppose you're calling a method and it says it wants an argument of type parent class. You can give an object of type of the subclass because it will behave, it will have all the behaviors defined by the parent class, and that will be okay. Now the opposite thing is not true. So if you really want to use a member of the parent class as a member of the subclass, you do explicitly do this casting. This is called narrowing, so that the conversion is performed explicitly.